dictation for Marilyn Goodwin, G-O-O-D-W-I-N, January 540. Marilyn comes for follow-up. Last visit in November, comes accompanied with son Charles, stable dementia, uses a walker. Few days ago, lost balance, going to the bathroom, fell down, sitting position, wall to some extent help to slide down more than three fall, did not go to the emergency room. She cannot tell for sure if she lost consciousness. There was no involuntary movements, no losing control of bowel or urine, no biting of the tongue. Says to be eating well without vomiting, no diarrhea, no bleeding, no changes in urination. Stable edema, no chest pain palpitation, no dyspnea. Review system done, medication list review. They don't check blood pressure or diabetes numbers anymore. Presently off the metformin. Remains on a low dose prednisone for hemolytic anemia. For blood pressure, HCTC, potassium sparing diuretic, losartan, metoprolol. Cholesterol treatment, vitamins. Today weight 197, previously 178, question mark if this is true. Blood pressure by nurse high, 197.87. I checked 152.80 on the left side, the large cuff. Standing did not drop, actually went up to 160 over 80. She has a loud aortic systolic murmur, few rattles on the base, is very discreet, no respiratory distress, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, stable edema. Next paragraph, hemoglobin at 10.9, which is baseline. Normal white blood cell platelet. Last kidney chemistry is creatinine 1.3, GFR 41. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, liver testing. Prior urine, trace amount of protein. Prior A1C, normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Blood test to be updated. No symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, has gained weight, but no pulmonary edema, blood pressure high, the importance of salt restriction, do not gain more weight, no postural blood pressure changes documented. She's been treated for autoimmune hemolytic anemia, presently stable. We are going to update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, A1C for hyperglycemia, cholesterol profile. She's on maximal dose of losartan. She has a loud aortic systolic murmur. The last echo was August 2023. At that time, preserved ejection fraction, normal size ventricle, aortic valve calcified with moderate stenosis and moderate regurgitation. The recent falling episode, I doubt arrhythmia or syncope, looks to me more balance issue. She has multiple falls in the past with fracture. Continue to monitor all above issues. Discuss at length with patient and son. End of dictation.